You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
This is Abby here for the SRA podcast here at SRAcon 2017, and I'm joined with Dave Walters from the BBC. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good.
Brilliant. So, you've just done your talk about Internet Fit Radio. Tell us about what went down in the session.
So we were talking about how radio is traditionally made today as a sequence of bits of audio that we mix together, we destructively mix together into what is a program, a stereo WAV file or a stereo stream that we send to our transmitters, and how we're thinking at the BBC that we might try and change how that works. So rather than destructively mixing all of the audio components in a program together, we want to keep them all separate. So we will absolutely mix them together and stick them on the radio in the traditional way, but we want to keep all of the source components separate, because then we can go back after the program has been made and go, oh, you know what, we can take out this bit of content and put it on the internet, or we can get this particular bit of speech and we can do a speech to text translation on it, so we know what was said inside that part of the program, and then we can figure out what sort of keywords were from that bit of conversation, so we can start to tag the content and it can be searchable, it can be used in different ways that we probably didn't intend but are entirely fit for the internet today.
Lovely. And it was really interesting just hearing about all the data and just like everything that's so much that goes into it. Do you think a software like this would be available to student radio one day?
So I think ultimately the work that the BBC does in developing these new kind of concepts, we hope will lead and change the industry across the UK and across the world. So that's a big ambition, right? But nothing that we're doing is particularly proprietary. I would expect if we complete this and it's successful, the industry will be supplying these kind of solutions to anybody who wants them in, let's be really optimistic, 5 to 10 years' time.
No, brilliant. With, like you said, everything's sort of going online now, you know, it's a lot more sort of multi-platform. How would you advise those in student radio to sort of take this direction?
So I think what we're seeing is the challenge with the internet is attention span. Mm. And what we see is people are really keen to consume short clips of content. And obviously what we do as old school content producers is we like to make half hour long programs or hour long or 3 hour long radio programs. And so that doesn't immediately translate other than a streaming in a kind of similar to a live transmission way. So it's about trying to understand how we can carry on being great at making the programs that we make today, but also be able to just extract key bits that really might appeal to an internet audience as well.